The security journalist Brian Rowan is joining us this morning. Brian, what's your assessment of what's gone on here?
Well, some of it will have come across as quite complicated, as Detective Superintendent Kevin Geddes set it out yesterday. But when you ask for explanation, it is not complicated at all in terms of what is being said. And what is being said is that members of the IRA, the mainstream IRA, carried out their own investigation after the killing of Jock Davison. Davison, a one-time IRA leader in Belfast, shot dead in the markets in May. That there was a reprisal killing, the murder of Kevin McGuigan, that current members of the IRA were involved in that. That the murder was described to me as a joint enterprise involving those current IRA members and a group called Action Against Drugs, said to involve former IRA members, dissidents, and others with criminal links.
Who told you this?
I have spoken to senior police and officers who would have detailed knowledge both of the police investigation and the intelligence picture that comes with that. I asked for that term, joint enterprise, to be explained. And this is what I was told, and this is a direct quote, Stephen. Two factions coming together to assist each other in a common goal. That common goal, the reprisal and the settling of the score for the Davison murder.
So you're telling me, let me just, because that is massive, if that's the case. So you're telling me that senior sources within the Police Service of Northern Ireland have told you that this is a joint enterprise between Action Against Drugs and the Provisional IRA.
And
is that correct?
Action Against Drugs and current members of the Provisional IRA. That is what I've been told. And when I asked for that term, joint enterprise, to be explained, I've just read you the quote, Stephen. Two factions coming together to assist each other in a common goal. Now, what stems from that is this question about the IRA still existing. I asked about that, and what I was told by that senior police officer, quite clearly, we are saying PARA still exists because current members of PARA were involved in the murder of Kevin McGuigan. I asked then, was there any knowledge about this killing being sanctioned? And the answer I got to that was the answer that that came in yesterday's news conference. I was told by that source, I'm not in possession of any information to say whether it was sanctioned or not, and we will not speculate. But clearly what I'm being told, Stephen, is that current members of the IRA organization were involved in the Kevin McGuigan murder, and that the IRA organization, the police assessment is, that an IRA organization still exists.
What would be left of the command structure of the IRA to sanction anything, in your view?
Well, you've heard both Mike Nesbitt and Gregory Campbell say that, you know, beyond this policing assessment yesterday, we now move to the next questions. What exactly is meant by an IRA organization that exists? What are the implications of the Kevin McGuigan murder in terms of ceasefire, and what is the PSNI and MI5 assessment of the status of the IRA organization and the ceasefire? Now, the police are very clear about judgments on ceasefires. You know, it's been said very clearly that's a decision for the Secretary of State. Ceasefires are not a matter for police. They are for politicians to determine, and that the Chief Constable will be advising the Secretary of State and the Minister of Justice about the investigation. So the next steps, Stephen, are getting further explanation of that policing assessment yesterday. And Mike Nesbitt is right. It does ask more questions. And Gregory Campbell is right. There are more questions after that assessment.
But Brian, yes. if you said earlier that the senior police source told you there was an assessment done by the Provisional IRA.
Well, there was an investigation, I was told, carried out. I'm just looking exactly, just want to be very clear about my note. Members of the Provisional IRA carried out their own investigation into the killing of Jock Davis. And that's what I was told very clearly. And also that current members of the Provisional IRA were involved in the Kevin McGuigan murder. The other thing I must...
But if there was an investigation conducted by the IRA, someone needs to order an investigation, someone needs to collect the facts, someone needs to interpret the facts, someone needs to interpret the facts after the investigation, which would all lead you to surmise, if that's true, that there is some structure, command structure, within the IRA still existing.
And what we're being, what is being said, Stephen, in that statement yesterday and in what I'm being told, they're talking about members of the Provisional IRA carrying out this investigation and members of the Provisional IRA being involved in the McGuigan murder. Now, that is what the political interrogation, if you like, of yesterday's police assessment is going to be about. They want to now know from the police, what does that mean? Were these members of the IRA acting on their own initiative? Was there nod and wink? Did people acquiesce in this? Was there an order? Was there authority? Was there sanction? Those are the questions that come after that police assessment yesterday. Now, I asked a senior police officer yesterday, very much involved in that intelligence world, about this line that the IRA still exists. What he said to me is, our belief is it exists for a fundamentally different purpose. What he meant by that was not in a command and control context of the pre-ceasefire years and not to direct a so-called armed struggle. The suggestion being it's there to hold together and manage a cohesive political project. Now, there's one thing having a sleeping IRA structure out there. It is a completely different thing when you then move into the frame of murder.
Yeah, but hold on a second. If there's a sleeping structure, then you can wake up from sleep.
And people will say, has that sleeping structure wakened up to be involved in this murder of Kevin McGuigan? And those are the questions that the politicians are now asking. You heard Mike Nesbitt say he's already spoken to the Chief Constable, Gregory Campbell saying they're arranging an urgent meeting with the Chief Constable. I know the MP, Tom Elliott, has written to the Chief Constable asking for that PSNI MI5 assessment of the IRA organisation and of the status of ceasefire. So I think, we got more information yesterday, Stephen. The IRA has very clearly been put into the frame in terms of that information yesterday, and now there are big political decisions to be made.
We can go back to, you know, basics here, Brian, of what ordinary people on the ground may be thinking this morning. They may be thinking, hold on a minute, if the IRA still exists in any form whatsoever, then the undercurrent to that could be that they may go back to violence if they don't get what they want. That would be a reason to keep it up their sleeve just in case. You know, would the IRA ever go back to bombing Belfast city centre, to tying bombs around bus drivers and driving them into city centres? Would the IRA ever go back to shooting people in the head? Those would be the questions that would be in the minds of people thinking this morning, even if they still exist and they're not involved in this murder. The fact that they exist is important.
And there is that screaming headline on the front page of the Belfast Telegraph this morning, "Now we know they haven't gone away." A play on those Gerry Adams words of more than 20 years ago. So, of course, there will be a concern, Stephen, that if there is an IRA organisation still out there, why is it still out there 10 years after an order to end an armed campaign and to dump arms? There is obviously going to be questions now about arms still being out there. When I spoke to you a week or so ago, I said to you that at the time of IRA decommissioning in 2005, there was an IMC report at that stage saying that not all weapons had been put beyond use. That based on assessments from MI5 and police intelligence at that stage.
I'll tell you what, Brian, it's just struck me. There could be a much more benign reason why the IRA could still be around. Let's remind ourselves, to be fair, that loyalist paramilitaries haven't gone away.
Well, the focus at this time is on the IRA organisation. But you also asked both Mike Nesbitt and myself last week about would we be surprised if there were still paramilitary structures out there? There is nothing perfect, and there is no magic wand in a transition that makes all of this disappear at once. What has brought it all into sharper focus at this stage, Stephen, is the Kevin McGuigan murder and this police assessment that it was a reprisal for the Jock Davison killing, and that current members of the IRA were involved. One other point I should make to you, Stephen, when I was talking there to police yesterday, they were telling me that they have no intelligence or evidence that links Kevin McGuigan to the murder of Jock Davison.
So there's a possibility they got the wrong man.
All of that is in the frame, and the frame has now moved from the shooting in the markets, the shooting in the Short Strand, into that place of high politics now, where big decisions are going to have to be made about what exactly does the IRA in existence mean? What is the status? What is its structure and shape? What does this mean for ceasefire? And those are things that the Chief Constable is going to be quizzed about in the days and weeks ahead.